I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Something's missing. What's missing?
Box with 14 against Pierce. LeBron. Miami is going to close it out.
Oh, that's right. Basketball. Games canceled through November. Team owners and players still divided on how to split the nearly $4 billion the league expected to haul in this year. Of course, they're killing the producer of that golden egg as they sit out. But they're millionaires and billionaires. What about the cooks, waitresses in the 30 cities with NBA teams on hold? Some of us still have hockey, sometimes in the same arena, but then there's Cleveland. John Adams is operations manager at a Harry Buffalo sports bar right in the shadow of the Quicken Loans Arena, the Q, where the Cleveland Cavaliers play. He joins us. And, John, you were supposed to be watching the season opener tonight.
We were. Yeah. And unfortunately, doesn't look like it's going to be happening now or for the foreseeable future. On a night like what we would have been expecting tonight, opening night of the Cavs season, there would have been 25 employees between the front of the house and the back of the house. This evening, we're going to be at about 7.
Ooh, that's bad for those people. And who are these people? I mean, how much do they depend on those tips and those nights?
It's how they make their living. The waitresses, they live off of it.
You've told us you have 3 single moms on the waitstaff, 2 single dads in the kitchen. That's 11 kids.
Right. It yeah. is.
Yeah.
They work very hard to support their families. And unfortunately, we just don't have the hours.
Well, and you'd already incurred one wound when LeBron James left Cleveland for Miami. Did you have some fall off then?
Of course. It was tragic. It was tragic because he was supposed to be the next great hope for bringing a championship to Cleveland and to Ohio.
So you had some fall off in attendance then. Now no games, not just no LeBron, no games at all. We should say you've got the Cleveland Indians playing baseball, but that season's over. The Cleveland Browns play home games about a mile away, but that's just, what, 8 games a year, 8 home games a year.
That's it, and we're already through 3 of them now. So.
Right. Well, you're part of a chain, a restaurant chain. Do you worry that there's going to be layoffs that you might have to close?
I've heard rumors from some suppliers, and there are places that are in jeopardy. And not that I want to create a picture of doom and gloom, but it's going to be tough down here, and there will be some places that are laying off staff, and there will be some closings downtown. And it's not just our employees here. I mean, you've got all the employees at Quicken Loans Arena, all the ushers and people selling merchandise and the beer salesmen and the vendors, and it stinks for the city, honestly. There's a lot of police officers that pick up all their extra overtime doing securities for events like this. The amount of people that not having NBA play affects in our city and in every city is enormous.
Troy, you have to wonder if the fans are going to be forgiving that first night when the Cavs and other teams do come back.
It's going to be difficult. And, you know, we did have so much hope and promise. I mean, we had the number 1 pick and the number 4 pick. This was going to be, you know, our year of getting back into it. And up until these labor negotiations, I thought we had a great owner. And not to say that Dan Gilbert's not, because personally, I don't know him. But I know that the city in itself rallied around him when we did lose LeBron. And we had hope that he was going to build a championship team here.
Is it too early for a beer?
It's never too early for a beer. Now, for me working, it is.
Yeah. Well, we're wondering, too, maybe you could have a cry-in-your-beer night. Because, you know, the Indians haven't had a great season, you know, the Browns, you know, and then the no Cavs. Maybe you could sort of work that.
We are a tragic sports city, unfortunately. I think it's 1964 was the last championship that Cleveland has seen.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's a theme you could work on.
Right.
John Adams, thanks so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
John Adams, operations manager at a Harry Buffalo sports bar just across from the Quicken Loans Arena, the Q, where the Cleveland Cavs would be opening their season tonight if not for the NBA lockout, which, by the way, is costing one NBA owner more than just lost revenue. This week, the league fined the Miami Heat's Mickey Arison $500,000. It seems an angry fan tweeted him and called owners greedy pigs, to which Arison tweeted back, "You are barking at the wrong owner." That's a no-no. Arison and other owners have disagreed over the lockout, but you're not supposed to talk outside closed doors. And there are reports that players are considering dissolving their union, a move that would allow them to sue the league and force the owners to end the lockout. Guys, work this out. Do it for Cleveland. Coming up, Osama bin Laden's last days. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.